I have it.
That boy like Madea. You know Madea?
Tonga by Lord. Blocked by Armstead. Two into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown! Caught for the touchdown! Waddle! Miami has taken the lead!
That's what the f*** I do!
It's one of your favorite degenerates back again with another Day One Dolphins podcast. Once again, hosted by your boy Ouch. Follow me on Twitter at YFinsYY. Missing from the show today, Chief Sutt. Follow him on Twitter anyways at Chief Sutt. He couldn't be here with us. I'm going to knock out one of these by myself. Make sure to follow the podcast Twitter at Day1Dolphins. Stay up to date. And I'm going to run you guys down with what I think is going to happen here in this Carolina Panthers versus Miami Dolphins game. All right, so we look at the side of Carolina. We look at they have a rookie quarterback coming out of Alabama, Bryce Young. He's had some ups and downs. I think on the one of these episodes, probably preseason, Sutt and I were talking about, I think when we did the schedule prediction, we talked about Bryce Young. We talked about he was attempting some cool, creative style passes, you know, in preseason that made me think, you know, they weren't exactly being completed, but made me think that he was going to be able to, you know, operate in this offense, like outside of the scheme. I thought he'd be able to do a little bit more fancy stuff than what he's doing. Looks very basic thus far in Carolina. Basic offense, vanilla offense. They're basically running the entire thing through wide receiver Adam Thielen. Who came over from the Minnesota Vikings, obviously. He was the number one guy over there before Justin Jefferson arrived, and then was still, he was pretty productive once Justin Jefferson did arrive. Another player worth noting would have been Miles Sanders, coming over from the Philadelphia Eagles, sent to Carolina to be their number one running back, pretty much. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey, who's now with the 49ers, was a longtime Carolina Panther, so they were trying to replace him with somebody. They also drafted a running back, Chuba Hubbard. He had some hype coming out of college. He'd been mildly productive on their team so far. But really, the offense has been pretty underwhelming. In the NFL right now, their offense ranks 23rd total offense compared to Miami's number one. Their passing offense contributing to that number would be 20th. They've scored 7 passing touchdowns this year, comparatively speaking, to Miami. Miami's passing offense is, guess you figured, number one with 12 touchdowns through the air. Then we look at Carolina's running game, 19th ranked, but they've only scored 1 touchdown on rushing, so odd that they're doing better with that, but they don't utilize it in the red zone, it seems. Miami ranked number one rushing offense as well, and with another 12 touchdowns to match their passing offense there. So Carolina is coming into this game 0-5. Versus Miami's obviously 4-1. So these guys are going to be, you know, an 0-5 team that's pretty hungry here. Vegas has the Dolphins favored by 14 points. So with the over-under sitting around 50, they expect this to be a 50-point game, and I don't know. Their defense, surprisingly, the pass defense, not quite as bad as you would think. Their problem is the run defense, it seems. They can't really do much to stop the run. They come into this game ranked defensive rushing yards allowed per game. Let's see. Or passing yards, they're ranked 5th at defending the pass. So top 5 pass defense. Not bad. Better than you would have thought it would have been. But yeah, there's a bunch of, they got some guys on defense over here. Unfortunately, a lot of them are going to be on the injury report. I'll read off the injury report in a moment. But their rushing defense, although, ranks 26th out of 32 teams. That is not good there. For our defense, if we're going to be comparing these two, you know, we've had our ups and downs as well here, you know. But our pass defense is ranked 20th, which is not as good as what they've been thus far. Granted, they didn't run into surgical Josh Allen and Buffalo Bills, but and then we obviously gave up some garbage yards in the games that we were ahead comfortably by halftime. But our defensive rushing yards per game ranks 18th. So we've been relatively middle of the pack for against the run here. Same thing though, you know, we've had a couple blowouts that contribute to that number. We've had a couple of games blowouts against us that contribute to that number. The two injury reports here are interesting. Obviously it's all over the internet now that Connor Williams is not going to play. He has been ruled out. We had, let's see, Braxton Berrios limited, Tyreek Hill limited, Xavien Howard limited, Alec Engel did not play. Robert Jones limited with his knee still. That's the backup lineman that we were kind of hoping to come back here. I'm hoping that he might be able to play center too so that we don't see Liam Eichenberg, but it seems that this game we are going to get another Liam Eichenberg at center. How exciting. Raheem Mostert was on there. It says vet rest. Connor Williams out. Jeff Wilson not likely to play, it seems. And then Jalen Phillips still seems up in the air. Jeff Wilson, I was kind of hoping to come back just because Devon Achane ends up on the injury reserve list, so that means 4 weeks that he's out here. Jeff Wilson started the season on their injury reserve list. He missed the first five games, so I was hoping this sixth game he was going to be activated. But Raheem's been carrying a workload. I think Sutt mentioned last game that he was averaging like 6 yards a carry. You know what I mean? He gained weight. We touched on that multiple times this season already, and he looks good. So, I mean, this year, I'm not too concerned with, I mean, obviously you lose a running back who looks like an all-star and can score at any time he touches the ball. That's, you know, that's not great, but he's coming back this season and we might miss a little bit of a beat, but we're still going to be super productive with the run game here. Any of these running backs, you know, Savon Ahmed is coming back. I think he's going to play this game. He might be a sneaky ad if you want to do daily fantasy or something. He's probably going to be the one getting these touches behind Raheem Mostert. And then we have the undrafted guy from, where did he play? I think BYU, Chris Brooks. He made a little noise in preseason. We saw him bust off one with the rest of the guys once we put him in versus Denver. And he just looked really good. If you look at PFF also, for what that's worth, he's like the number two running back in the league based on their evaluations at just running the ball. So I'm hoping that he gets a little sprinkled time touching the ball in these games too. He might deserve it, but Savon Ahmed might be the move. As far as the Panthers injury report here, we have, Derrick Brown limited knee. That would be a big one if he doesn't play. Brian Burns limited knee. Let me just go and see if they make sure they didn't update this and that I am mistaken. Let's see. Injury report. Okay, yeah. So they did rule some people out. Von Bell, safety, ruled out. Looks like their center is being sent to injury reserve. Austin Corbett. Tight end rolled out. Looks, I think it's a backup tight end, though, because I know that's not their starter. Giovanni Ritchie. Miles Sanders, running back, did not play in practice, ruled out. That's a big one. That's their, you know, number one guy they brought in free agency. Xavier Woods, another safety, did not play, ruled out with a hamstring. That's huge. He is one of the better players on their defense, in my opinion. It's unfortunate for Carolina. Brian Burns, questionable. Another huge one if he doesn't play. Familiar name, Kama Grugier-Hill, linebacker. Based on him being on our team, I already know that guy's going to play. That's the guy that broke his finger and had a bone sticking out of his finger and just had him tape it back up, and he went back into play during that 2019 Brian Flores era. Respect that guy. Dante Jackson, he practiced. He's probably going to play. Another good corner, good player. Looking like they're banged up, and basically their problem this year before this banged up is just that You got Bryce Young giving up an average of 3 sacks a game with, you know, one of them that contributed to that number being a 5 sack game. The offensive line hasn't given him a lot of time. He's kind of been struggling early on here in this boring offense. It's giving you some Tua vibes here. Not to say that he's going to be as good as Tua or predict any of that, but it's just giving you, you know, he's having a rough go at it and everything's not adding up here. The marriage between the quarterback and the scheme and the transition from him from Alabama to the pros, you know, it's just a shaky start here for him. And that's contributed to why they're 0-5. And they just look like they should be aside from them obviously being hungry to get their first win. And how any team like that is scary. I think Mike McDaniel even came out in a presser and said this week, he's like, there's nothing scarier than a team that's 0-5, you know, and if their locker room's put together, then they should be hungry and wanting to fight for one here. So Dolphins still have to keep their heads in the right place, keep their wits about them, and they got to not overlook this game. You know, I saw Tyreek Hill on Twitter atting Darius Slay for the Eagles, talking about he can't wait to play him. And, you know, I think some of us in the fan base are excited for this Sunday night game, not this weekend, but the next weekend versus the Eagles, versus a team that was, you know, in the Super Bowl, versus a team that, you know, I think is a good measuring stick for us after we wanted to see the Dolphins with this explosive offense play a good team versus the Buffalo Bills. And it obviously didn't end the way we wanted it to. So this will be another litmus test over there versus Philly. And I think a lot of us are looking ahead to it, but I think we should pay attention to this one. Any given Sunday, this team could turn it up. They know how to get the ball to Adam Thielen. He's been productive. They just can't finish it. They're not good in the red zone. There's been wild turnovers, some their fault, some not their fault. They average the most penalties in the league right now. The last 3 games worth of penalties, they've had the most penalties in the game right now. Last year, I think they were like still top 7 or 8 in penalties in the league. Miami was number 3, by the way, most penalties in the league last year. But they're just playing sloppy football. Things are kind of falling apart. I do expect the Dolphins to win. All in all, I'm thinking it's similar to what we predicted preseason. I had it as that this was the Fetty Wap game for me. This was the 17-38 Miami dub. And this was the trap game for Sut. Worth pointing out that he did predict this as a trap game. He picked Miami to win, but that was the one that he chose as to note as a trap game. He has it 21-28 that Miami wins. I want to say Carolina does even worse on the road with penalties, so something to look for. I think this offense is pretty easy to stop. The defense, on the other hand, I remember last year going into the Carolina game where I think there were more questions about Tua still than there are this year. It was a little earlier in the year. Around this time, I think we played them. And they had the number 1 passing defense in the league at the time. And everyone was concerned. And Tua diced them up, man. The offense was on point. They were surgical. You know, had these guys looking lost out there. And definitely, you know, put a hamper on that number 1 offense or defensive ranking for the Carolina Panthers last year. So I'm not too intimidated by their top 5 pass defense. And we already saw, you know, how we measure up versus defenses compared to other teams. If you watch the Thursday night game this week and you watch the Denver Broncos defense versus the Kansas City Chiefs and what the Chiefs were able to do, you know, whatever it means, it wasn't 70 points, guys. So I don't know. There's a difference here. I'm feeling just as confident as I did with that 38-17 prediction. I'm feeling, if anything, I might drop down that 17 a little lower at this point. But I don't want to slander the Panthers too bad here. I'm expecting another big pass rush game here from the guys really getting home. I think if you play a sound defense here. I think this is a good opportunity to finally play like a good sound game on both sides of the ball. Obviously, there was a bunch of turnovers versus the Giants, and we won that game still, and it wasn't really much of a sweat about it either. We could afford to do that, but this is a good opportunity to get right and just play a clean game, you know, limit the penalties, limit the turnovers, no more fumbles, no more interceptions, certainly not a pick six, and just, you know, get ready for the harder tests ahead here, especially for the defense. I want to see the defense play lights out versus an inferior opponent. There was a lot left on the table for the Giants that they could have taken advantage of when I ran back the film with Sutt. You know, there were a lot of things open that Daniel Jones could have hit, especially when he was scrambling on the run versus the Giants. So we'll see what happens. I still got Miami winning. Sutt has Miami winning. Hopefully this is an easy one. I get to sit back and jump around and be happy and be in a good mood for the rest of the day. But we'll check back in and see. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at YFinsYY. Follow my boy Sutt at Chief Sutt. Follow the podcast Twitter at Day One Dolphins. And fins up.
Because we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami.